early 2012 problems. Those of you who are wondering how to occupy your time and your brain at this hour of the day, welcome to the Doug Stephan Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, our queen of cheap. She has some help for you later in this hour, sending coupons to the troops. If you'd like some help doing that, it's never too late to do something
no
like
way.
That. So that's part of our Queen of Cheap visitation. Jennifer is going to check television. It looks like the watching of the ball drop, Dick Clark and Ryan Seacrest. I didn't see it because I was on the plane flying back to the East Coast. I took the red eye because I knew there would be nobody on the plane. It was very, I slept for almost 4 hours on the
good
plane.
Good for you.
I usually do, yeah. It was cuddle up and good night. So anyway, as I looked at the picture of this, mostly this is a New York deal. Roberta, Times Square, there's nothing like New Year's Eve in Times Square.
But you know the funny thing is? There are no New Yorkers there. It's
no,
a lot of
right,
talent.
No, sure,
I
was
there.
I was there, yes.
Yeah.
But there are no New Yorkers there. It was hilarious.
The picture, speaking of hilarious, of Mayor Bloomberg kissing Lady Gaga.
Oh, my goodness.
He's in his sweatshirt, and she's in her usual attire. And it was just kind of there were a million plus people in Times Square.
Oh, my goodness, because it was so warm.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Yeah, it was almost
warm.
It was
incredible.
Yeah,
it was incredible.
And the New York Daily News says it was a record turnout.
Yep.
And it just, I think it set the tone. As we all hope for a better year in 2012, our exercise in looking back on the positive side brings us around. For those of you who haven't expressed yourself, what did you like about last year? We keep talking about all the things, Roberta's loss last year, Richie's loss, my loss, your loss. But what did you like about 2011? Jennifer, you had a couple of things, mm-hmm. Which you may repeat if you would like.
I said I was very happy my family stayed safe and healthy, happy to refinance my house finally after working on it for a long time.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Good things. All right,
so, Roberta, what were you happiest with? Find one thing about 2011 July.
Oh, definitely my trip down the Grand Canyon. Down the
That was a good trip for you.
15 days.
Yeah, it was.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was the highlight of my life.
All right, so what were your highlights? Not the lowlights, the highlights. Looking back on 2011, maybe that sets a better tone for the year 2012. There's a new, I decided I'd save this for you because it's so New York. The last time I was down in Chelsea, I noticed that there was, and I forgot to tell you this, there's a new building that's, Chelsea Pier has been gentrified, and they've really changed the look of it. I don't know how to describe the feel of being down in Chelsea, but it's different than the rest of New York. New York has its villages and has its, you know, downtown. Madison Avenue has a feel, Times Square has a feel, over where you are, Roberta, has a feel to it. So this is a different feel. And it is one of these things that's hard to imagine unless you see it. So here, let me describe again one more time. See if you get this. Imagine you lived in a place where there was a glass 24-story building that was an apartment building, a condo, if you will. And the condos were selling for a couple of million bucks a piece. And for an additional $300,000 to $500,000, you bought a garage space on the floor where your condo was. There is a, I don't know if you've seen this building or not. I want to go actually into the building. There's a building that has garage parking on the floor where you live all around the building. So in the middle of the building is the condo. And around the condos are parking spaces, and it's the sort of like usual entrance, looks like the usual entrance. You drive into the underground of the building, and it brings you to an elevator. It's not an elevator for you, it's an elevator for cars.
Oh, my goodness.
So you drive into the elevator, it brings you up to your floor, and then you drive off the elevator into the space next to your apartment where your car is parked. So you drive by this building and you look up at it, and what you see are cars parked all around the building at whatever floor you're on. Am I doing a good job of explaining it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think it sounds really cool. I'd like to see
an Italian. This particular apartment was developed by a guy named Getty, And you can, when you're up there, you're looking around. I'm looking at the pictures. You can see everything from that, from there you can actually see easily over to the Chrysler Building, the Empire State Building, and all of the stuff that's at the sort of southern end of Manhattan. And it's really quite a breathtaking view if you want to see it from your car on the 7th floor or the 11th floor or whatever it is. That everybody gets a 300-square-foot garage that wants to pay from $300,000 to $800,000.
Which is the size of a good apartment in New York City,
yeah.
Isn't it? 300
yeah.
square feet.
Yeah. Well, a lot of these people have Range Rovers and things like that. That have big. By the way, the new Range Rover, I have a friend who bought a new Range Rover. Remember last year we had so much fun with the Ford Motor Company selling Jaguar and Rolls and the Range Rover product to Tata Industries in India.
That's right. The Rata Tata.
Rata Tata. Rata is his first name. Tata family that has been big. It's like Mitsubishi in Japan. Big industrialized company that made its money in the war. All these big corporations made their money in the war movie. You know that, right? Honda, Toyota, I think Kia even. But Hyundai and Honda and their respective companies made their money in war. That's how all these heavy industries that are, especially Asian, are all a result of the war or various wars. Anyway, so the various things that have changed on this Range Rover make it unbelievable. I've had Range Rovers for a long time. Now, this is the first time I haven't had a Range Rover since 1995. I just don't have a car. I'm driving pickup trucks around, and that seems to be enough. Although I'm kind of thinking out in California it'd be fun to have one. But I see the way that they drive, and they're just kind of an amazing thing. You know, when you get into a car, Roberta, you love driving Saturns.
And, I did, yeah.
They were very
good. Now I have a Chevy Equinox, which is pretty close
to
a Saturn.
Yeah, same. They made it so it's on the same platform. Mm-hmm. So you really like what to just find likes, and this is where I want to go here with people, because today I don't want to get all into a big drone about stuff that may be positive and may be negative. It's just kind of one of those silly fun days where you're off work, many of you, and so you can reflect.
There's a parade today. It's a silly day.
Ooh. Yeah. All right. So what's the best car you ever had, Roberta?
Actually, has to be the car I have now. The Chevy Equinox is phenomenal. I absolutely love it. It drives terrific. It gets good gas mileage, and it has so much room. Because I'm always hauling.
Is it fun?
Around.
Is it a fun car?
Yeah, it's a fun car to drive. It's a very comfortable road car, you know, because like you, I sometimes spend a lot of time driving a long distance. It's a very comfortable road car.
Yep.
Great sound system. I just love it. It's fun to drive. It's good response time, you know, on the highways to zip around trucks and stuff.
Right.
So, I love my Chevy.
So you like
Equinox.
It? Yep. All right. Absolutely. It looks a lot like the Saturn, actually.
It does.
I think when I looked at your car first, I thought, well, she still has the Saturn.
Yeah.
And then realized that it wasn't.
Very similar.
Yeah, right. All right, so Jen.
Yes.
The most fun car you've ever driven is?
All of my cars have been fun in different ways, but I'll tell you. On microphone,
that helps. Thank you.
I'll tell you that the first car I bought for myself had to be like the safe car, and my parents were really involved with the one that I picked out, even though I bought it for myself. So the car after that was a Nissan Pathfinder, and I loved it. Like, I would look out in the driveway in the morning, and I would be so happy. I loved it. I loved that it was green. I loved that it was. I just loved it. But I have to say, I also really liked my first BMW. I sound like such a spoiled jerk, but I bought them all myself.
And
the car that I think is the most comfortable and the best car that I've ever had is the one I have right now.
Yeah.
I really like my Lexus.
It's a Lexus. Which model?
It's the GS 350.
Looks like it, too. So Toyota, basically.
It is. It's a Toyota. Yeah. But I'll tell you, I actually like it better than the BMW.
Because?
It's more comfortable on the inside. A lot of features. I mean, when you buy a Lexus, they are loaded up. It's got navigation.
There's a lot of standard
assist,
stuff.
A lot of stuff where you'd have to pay a lot of money for that in other cars. So I like it.
Yeah. It's a practical car, and they are well made. That I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So there's some food for thought. What was yours? If you want to share with us for a few moments, Ben, this would be a good Facebook thing as well. If you want to see Charlotte in sunglasses, check out
so cute.
Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Picture of Charlotte in sunglasses now that she's back to being a California girl. And we ought to have, you know what I was thinking? The usual stuff about baby pictures and dog pictures. There, people use Facebook and radio programs for those sorts of things, websites. We got to come up with something a little better than that. I'm thinking of ideas that we will produce.
Like a contest?
Yeah. Okay. For 2012. Right? The unusual. I like to do the unusual stuff. I don't want to do what everybody else does. Here's something that a lot of people are doing, and I'm happy to have created whether this is sort of a whether this is a wave or it's just a it's just sort of a high-spirited swell in the water. The attention that we are paying to our face is not new. What is new are the studies that show the dramatic results that will happen to you when you introduce Fountain of Youth to your face. Fountain of Youth, a proven technology that increases skin hydration by 90%, reduces wrinkles by two-thirds. That's proven. Proven. And you'll see how it works. Thanks to the folks who have developed Fountain of Youth, you get a free bottle by going online to organicattitude.com and enter the radio code Good Day. Simple, easy to do, and take some pictures of you and then start putting this serum on your face. It's greaseless. There's no odor. It just is clear. It feels like what it is, something very special on your skin. So check it out for better hydration and reducing the wrinkles on your face. Try it first free by going to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code Good Day for your free bottle of Fountain of Youth.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for College Tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. Look for a $5 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
2011 is so last year.
So over.
Yeah, so over. 21 after on Good Day.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand-crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Director Robert Altman, who said violent action movies with the big explosions are training films. Maybe that's what Osama bin Laden watches, Bruce Willis in Die Hard movies.
Just another American who saw too many movies as a child. I think he's John Wayne.
I was always kind of partial to Roy Rogers, actually.
Can't sit still for this. There are scores. It's too bad Richie's not here today. Roberta, Jennifer, you and me here to celebrate the beginning of something wonderful, the brand new year, which is 2012. There are a lot more rock and pop festivals scheduled for this year, Roberta. I know you like to go down to New Orleans and have done that a lot. There are other festivals, though, that haven't... Every summer, and this is sort of kind of a cool thing about the new year, it's the beginning of new things you can anticipate. I order my seeds for the farm this week, and that gets you into a mindset. And you see cows beginning to bag up because you know they're going to calve. It's just everything changes as of the first of the year, even if the weather is lousy. And actually, it's not. Over most of the country, there's pretty good weather. Yeah, and it's warmer than usual. Chicago was warmer yesterday. A lot of rain still. Muddy, but it's still better than having, 4.5 feet of fair and warmer. Anyway, so there are all of these music festivals, art festivals, and the food festivals. Now, you know, because I'm into the food and the natural stuff and eating better, I'm very happy to promote. There's a big food festival in Austin, Texas this year. San Francisco has a big food festival. Asheville, Tennessee's got one scheduled for harvest time in October. And now's the time you got to get these things going. There's a big art and food festival in Manchester, Tennessee in June. And Washington State has several of these, California, as you can imagine. And the big thing, the reason that they're doing these festivals the way they are, is because that atmosphere seems to attract more baby boomers. Ever since we go back to the 60s and Yasgur's Farm, and what happened there, Roberta, and moving forward now, because the baby boomers have, there are so many of them, number one, and they do have some, not as much discretionary money as they thought they were going to have, but they do have some. So these festivals are being aimed at them all over the country. So my suggestion, or I guess I'm bringing it up, is because I think you'll look for them and see them and maybe plan to go visit them, because you'll learn an awful lot. You'll have fun, you'll see new things, and you'll learn a lot about the new world order of food. And
I think you need to get a grilled cheese truck.
Yeah, there's a big grilled cheese thing.
No, because you're doing all your raw milk cheese. I think you should do like a raw milk grilled cheese truck.
Okay, I'll see if I can do that.
Don't you think that'd be fun?
What a great idea. Yeah.
I know.
All right. 800-510-8255. All right, here's the 2020, I don't know if this is news, 2020, and maybe this would be trivia. This is a 2020 trivia question. Everybody ready?
Ready.
In Chinese astrology, this is the year of the blank. What is this in Chinese astrology?
Question.
The year of the blank. No, be quiet. 800, and you're wrong anyway. 800-510, maybe at your house it's the year of the rat because you got them to feed to that snake.
But it is an election year.
Yeah, right.
So it might be the rat.
I'm staying as far away from that as I can, looking at some of the news about the candidates from this past weekend and on both sides. Oy, what a turnoff. Anyway, 800-510-8255 in Chinese astrology. Say it again, Doug. There it is. In Chinese astrology, this is the year of the what? I know it's going to be a big year, Jennifer, because Rupert Murdoch has joined Twitter.
Oh, fantastic. I should tweet him.
He wants to be friendlier this year. And because he's...
To avoid the pie in the face like last year.
He has a number of followers and then all his friends. So now he wants to be friends with people on Twitter. I thought that was pretty interesting. 800-510-8255. The question has to do with this year and what you liked about last year, but also this year in terms of astrology. When I see that stuff about people who are going on Twitter, I find that there are more, we're talking about the baby boomers and the festivals and stuff, more and more people my age are using both Facebook and Twitter. Do you find that with your friends, Roberta?
Facebook especially.
Facebook. Mm-hmm. Do you ever go on Twitter?
No, I'm not on Twitter at all.
You don't? Not at all. Right. I thought perhaps... No, that's right. You said you weren't going to do that. Brendan says no to both. I think Megan, isn't she... Don't you follow her on Facebook, Jennifer?
Yes, Megan.
I don't know if she's on Twitter, though.
I don't know.
Coming up, we're going to talk about a new musical in New York. And I find this fascinating. I want to see if Roberta has gone to see it. Roberta has her Queen of Cheap coupon deal. And some news from the Parents Television Council as television news approaches as well. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long and scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, our 2020 info or trivia quiz has to do with what year we are in terms of the Chinese calendar, which changes every year in February. So what is the current symbol? And then you can maybe get extra credit if you want to tell us what the symbol is for the year coming up, okay? The year of what? 800-510-8255. Because as much as they do business and are trying to be part of the Western world, if you went over there and you looked at a calendar, you wouldn't see today is January 2nd. They don't do that. That's not they don't recognize the so-called Western calendar. They have their own calendar. And so we're trying to, and I think this is good because we need to learn more about their culture and their habits and stuff. Don't you think? Is this a worthwhile pursuit?
Of course
it is, Doc. Yes, right. Thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah, let me pop
Jennifer will tell us what the Parents Television Council is doing to raise money at the moment. It comes up in her
bake sale
report. Yeah, right, exactly. And there was something else. Oh, there's a problem brewing already with Keith Olbermann. Did you hear that?
No.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute as well. Our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com, I don't want to spoil it. So I'm just going to tell you to go check out the video of the day today at DougSteffen.com for one of the most amazing card tricks you will ever, ever, ever see. You will not believe it. You'll think that it is trick photography, and I swear to you, it is not. It is, and again, I'm not going to tell you more about that. I don't want to spoil it. But if you want something that's amusing right now while you're listening to us, go to Doug Steffen's website and check out the video of the day. It is a really astounding card trick. Astounding! 800-510-8255. All right. So we have the 2020 News Quiz question, which I'll take the answers in a moment or two. Again, we're looking for the year of the blank. The Chinese year of the blank is where we are right now. I asked Roberta during the break about a musical that was playing on Broadway, because when I saw that Bonnie and Clyde had been made into a musical, I was trying to figure out how in the name of heaven you could make a musical, and you know, just thinking of the film, that's all I'm thinking about, is the film, Warren Beatty and Gene Hackman, and what's her face, Faye Dunaway, I think was Bonnie, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Faye Dunaway? Yeah.
Yeah.
So how would you turn that shoot 'em up into a musical. You went to see it?
No, no, I didn't see it, but the reviews are awful, and in fact, it's closing soon. It didn't last very long.
It's Gonzo.
Yeah, it's Gonzo.
Really?
Yeah.
Already?
Yep.
Did it have any big stars attached?
No, not really.
So then the biggest thing seems to be Jackman on Broadway.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman is great. Hugh Jackman is great on Broadway. Unfortunately, on a clear day with Harry Connick Jr. is just awful.
It is.
Oh, my goodness.
That's too bad.
It's so bad.
What did Jackman...
It was embarrassing for him.
Really?
Yeah.
What did Jackman do that attracted so much attention? It was a one-man show of sorts, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's still... It's, I don't know
it's
if it
still
closed,
on?
I don't know if it closed January 1st or not.
Yeah.
I have to look. It was a very short run.
Stuff fascinating. Apparently, he made a lot of money doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't come across as the guy with the scissors. He comes across as an action hero.
And are you talking about Wolverine?
Yeah.
The guy with the scissors.
So funny. Oh, my goodness.
Well, there was,
that's cute.
There was Johnny Depp as Edward Scissorhand. I remember that. But
that's right.
Yeah, Wolverine was different in many different ways. All right. In a moment, we're going to see about this, trend in America to take homes that are vacant and have them reclaimed by the pot users. There's a new movement. Well, there are a lot of suburban areas around New York and Atlanta, here in Boston, out in California, where empty houses that are all over the place, people go in the backyards and they're planting pot everywhere.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought you'd be interested in that. 800-510-8255. Colleen's in Danville, Illinois. Colleen, Happy New Year. How are you doing, my dear?
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. So what year is it, do you think, in the Chinese calendar?
In 2012, it is a dragon.
It will be. It is not now.
In 2011, it is the rabbit.
The rabbit, correct. The rabbit now, the dragon in February. Have you ever looked, actually, Colleen, at a Chinese calendar?
We do it often, me and my daughters.
Really?
Yep.
Fun.
Why is that? Why do you do that?
I have four daughters, and we compare who's what, and can we really get along according to the Chinese calendar versus the American, because we don't get along usually as a family, as a foursome. So are
really?
We compatible or not compared to the Chinese?
So how's that working for you?
At least some to be desired sometimes. They're typical teenage girls.
Yeah, but do you actually work on Eastern astrology and Western astrology as well? Because that could help you have a little insight into them as well.
Actually, do you know that some of us are, like myself, I am a Leo, which puts me the lion in the English, and I am a tiger in the Chinese.
Uh-huh.
So some of them are quite compatible, actually, or what they state are quite compatible.
So what does it say about you?
I like to be in charge.
You are. You're an in-charge sort. Are you talking about relationships, work-wise, as a parent, everything?
Across the board, yeah.
You want to be in charge. So how does that work for you in relationships?
Hopefully I find somebody a little bit more passive than I have. So it's working really, really well for me. But as a general rule of thumb, even in the English, it tells me I'm the take charge type of person. And
so you have a man in your life who's docile or is a little less likely to want to be in charge?
I won't say docile. I'll just say allows me to think I'm in charge.
You know, there are some Scorpios that are like that. There are actually a couple of different Aries can be like that as well, in terms of looking around the zodiac and seeing who's who and who's what. And sometimes it's a physical thing, sometimes it's a mental thing, emotional, and sometimes it's everything. Some people women who are highly developed physically want to be in charge, mentally and emotionally. Yet, you know, apparently one goes with the other. Is that the case with you?
I don't know about that. I also think I just tend to gravitate towards that. I'm more outgoing, which is a sign of a Leo. I'm more of, okay, I know what needs to be done, and I'm more autonomic, and let's just get it done. Tell me what it is. Leave me alone. Let me get it done.
Do people like you?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much. They tend to attract towards me, which is also a sign of a Leo.
Yeah.
But at the same token, since I am stubborn and hard-headed, sometimes I can come across a little brash or something along those lines.
You can't do anything about your children, but you can about the mate that you choose. So have you used any of this information when you are dating men? Do you find out what their birth year is, or do you find out when they're born so you can kind of figure out what your... Because some Leos are not going to be compatible with, like anybody else across the spectrum astrologically. You're not going to be compatible with everybody.
That's That's very true. And, yeah, sometimes it does make a big difference. And just to see what they look like appearance-wise or what their job status is. And
yeah.
Just to get a layout of their personality type. They say, you know, things blind you in the beginning of a relationship. So if you can just step back and look at them as a whole and what they do and how they react.
Yeah, from the dating do and don't department, you would. It's silly to just throw yourself into a circumstance with somebody and try to make a square peg fit into a round hole.
There you go.
It's foolish. You frustrate yourself tremendously by doing that. So maybe that's one of the resolves for the new year. You're a very intelligent lady. Glad to have you here. Happy New Year, Colleen. Good luck with your children and with the men in your life. Hold on just a second. We can send you a Doug Steffen prize item. It's 18 before the hour. Roberta, would you like to do the honors of the Queen of Cheap?
I would love to do that.
Very good idea.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva who comes to town. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Okay, let's start with this really cool program. I didn't even know this existed until a few days ago. It's if you have expired coupons that you can't use anymore, obviously, because they're expired. Did you know that you could send them to our men and women in the service? You can
really
send the coupons to the...
So all those old coupons of the Queen of Sheep that go back to last March, we can send those to...
Well, no, it's 6 months that military families, overseas military families, are able to use expired coupons in their commissaries for up to 6 months after the expiration date.
Cool.
So there's a program called Coupons for the Troops, and you can just send your expired coupons there. Or, you know, let's say you just clip coupons and there's some that you don't use. You know, like when you get the Sunday paper, there's a lot of stuff in there. You go, well, I don't use that. You can just send them all to the troops. It's a fantastic, fantastic program. And it really benefits military families, you know, trying to keep it together when they're overseas. If you have a kid who loves Legos, they can make a free Lego Cobra, as in the snake. I love snakes. You can make a free Lego Cobra. That's on the 3rd, on tomorrow, at your Lego store. Hobby Lobby, we have a coupon for 40% off one item, which is always good to have. Now, here's something. If you're starting your New Year's diet, we have a diet tracker for iPhones or Androids, so you can keep track of what you eat. Also, if you're trying to organize for the new year, a free Kindle book called Organize for a Fresh Start. And don't forget, these free Kindle books you can read on just about anything that's electronic, from your smartphone to your computer. And all health and fitness magazines. We've got subscriptions starting at just $2.99, really cheap. Weight Watchers for $3.99 a year, Shape for $2.99 a year, Fitness for $3.99, and Self for $3.99. They have all sorts of getting fit and diet tips, of course, as you're starting the new year. That's what everybody's trying to do, is lose some weight and get into better shape.
Yeah.
So they have all of these books for you, these magazines for you to help you out.
Good.
And
for
this
you.
Is all on the Queen of Cheap website, DougSteffen.com.
It's not a website. It's
a web spot.
Web spot. It's
web
a very
spot.
Prominent spot.
Yes.
Queen
prominent.
Of Cheap box on the homepage at DougSteffen.com.
Like,
I know you do, Roberta. It's big. Everything's big.
Getting all territorial.
It's big. By the way, Tom Cruise's Mission Impossible stayed on top of all the movies this past weekend.
Well,
I contributed to that. $31.3 million. So that's kind of cool. Jennifer tells us about Keith Olbermann and what the Parents Television Council is doing, amongst other things, as we report on television next year on Good Day.
Irritated, itchy skin? Winter means it's time for Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion. Dry, cracked skin? Get the quick fix. Chapped winter skin? Get the lasting fix. Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion, with two proven itch fighters for relief that's fast, and healing moisturizers for relief that lasts. Feel it working. Got a patchy skin itch or an eczema itch? Look for the Healing Seal. Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Lotion. This winter, it's the quick fix for almost every itch. Find it in the first aid aisle. Use as directed.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. Look for a $5 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
Only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Listen's a good
girls,
man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There was 57 channels and
hi, Jen.
Yes, sir.
So where do we begin? Where the shows are coming back this week, or some of them are still not around until
no,
next week?
Some are already back. Some started last night, so they're back. The Bachelor is on tonight. I know you'll be tuning in for that one.
No, I won't be tuning in, but thanks anyway. What I would be turning in for is a new Castle. I tried to find The Good Wife as I was falling off to sleep last night, and they had the one Poppy Montgomery... Unforgettable.
Yeah.
She is a sexy woman, and that's a great show. Is that?
I haven't seen it.
Very thought provoking, actually. Have you seen it, Roberta?
No, I haven't. Nope.
Yeah, you have to check that out. All right. So, Jen, what do we have that we can look forward to tonight that'll be exciting?
Well, we do have the start of The Bachelor tonight. That's the big news. But you wanted to talk a little bit about Keith Olbermann. All the news channels this week will be headed to Iowa because, you know, big Iowa caucus coverage has to start now. And apparently there's a little trouble in paradise over at Current TV. Keith Olbermann will not be making the trip to Iowa. This is fueling rumors that he's not happy at Current TV. Current TV is owned by Al Gore in part.
He's impossible to work with, this guy. Nobody. He's so abusive. And so difficult that nobody wants to work with him.
And that was
his problem. I mean, it's been his problem every place he went.
He's only been there since June. You'd think they'd still be in the honeymoon phase.
But the other side of it is, you'd think as an adult, if he wanted to have a career, I mean, going to Current TV, at least for them, it's put them on the map because it gives people something to talk about with regard to him. But it's like having, I don't know, I mean, I don't understand why people carry shows, some shows, like John Gibson. And I don't have anything against John Gibson, but who cares? That kind of stuff. And Olbermann has become sort of a parody of himself. And he's a jerkleburger, so, you know.
Well, you know, Al Gore will be filling in for him. Al Gore's actually adding himself to the camera coverage, coverage of the Iowa caucus. So, Keith, you've been replaced by the inventor of the Internet.
Right.
Also in the news today, we're all thinking about New Year's resolutions, and Oprah Winfrey has one. She said that she's ready to fight. She wants to turn around the fortunes of her cable television network, the Oprah Winfrey Network. And if she doesn't succeed, because she was struggling all throughout 2011, she has a backup plan. And her backup plan, this is dead serious, she's going into organic farming in Maui.
Good for her.
And she's very serious. And what's funny is that she's going the route of Roseanne Barr, who also moved to Hawaii and bought a macadamia nut farm, if you remember that show. Chronicling that, yeah.
All right, so the Parents Television Council is using something that's going on to raise money because they want things to be better.
Mm-hmm.
This year. So what are they doing?
They're rallying the troops to get Howard Stern off the air. Is that right? You have the details.
The story is that, as is always the case with some of these nonprofit political action groups, they have to have a bad guy in order to survive.
Right, somebody to fight.
So now their bad guy at the moment is Howard Stern, and he's going to be a judge on America's Got Talent, most of the programs. And some people say that it's the only family-friendly program on NBC, and this will change NBC because Howard Stern is a misogynist, amongst other things. He's kind of obscene, And why? What is he bringing to the table as a judge? He's bringing listeners, viewers, people
and
who watch
controversy.
This. Right, exactly. So, as usual, the Parents Television Council needs to get a life, but they're going to try to get your money to keep Howard Stern off the television. Don't waste your money, folks. Forget about it.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Now, as we begin the new year, sort of still the focus on the last year for a moment or two, still in time, Michael Levine, who is the CEO of Levine Communications, LCO Online, and responsible for the LBN eLert, which is a wonderful source of news that a lot of people ought to go, a lot of people, hundreds of thousands of people go there now every day. I get it every day. It's a great way to brush up on not only the news that sort of we're all exposed to, but things behind the scene, all kinds of things from the industry, because as a PR expert, he's been familiar with a lot of the big names in Hollywood for a long time. So it's appropriate for us here, Michael, to look back at 2011 and talk for a few minutes about what you consider to be some of the biggest PR blunders. Does it start with Charlie Sheen or end with Charlie Sheen?
Oh, my God. There's so much competition in 2011. Penn State, Netflix, Herman Cain, Rick Perry. Oh, Charlie Sheen. It's just an impossibly big year of PR blunders everywhere, corporately, politically. Whoa. I mean, I think obviously the Penn State case and the way the university handled it the first day or two by praising the two coaches that were ultimately fired has got to go down as one of the big PR blunders, not only of this year, but I think this is going to stay with the university for a decade or more.
Oh, yeah, it's going to affect the enrollment there, how people see the university.
Of course it is.
Yep, yep.
So we have that. Herman Cain, my goodness, after such a great start with his 999, that was a media phenomenon.
Nobody even talks about him now. He's like in the dust bowl of forgotten people.
It's unbelievable. It's like he never existed. He vaporized off the planet because day in and day out there would be another woman and another charge, and he would constantly handle it by a different story every day. And, of course, he was ultimately forced from the race. So, That is going to have to go down as a big political blunder. As far as that one debate with Rick Perry where he forgot the third cabinet level job that he was going to eliminate, that was one of the most outrageous brain freezes I ever saw on television. I mean, here's a standing governor of the state of Texas, the second biggest state in the union, looking as if he was in a deer in headlights. So that was a tremendous pure blunder. And, of course, Netflix. I mean, to lose almost 50% of its stock price because they decided, here's what Netflix decided, in the worst economy of our lifetime, it would be a really good idea to raise your price almost 60%. Outrageous. And it just teaches us yet again that businesses that insult their customers, history is not kind to them. History is not kind to businesses that insult their customers.
What about the whether or not the people at the top, as usual, we don't know what happens after the story, but PR blunders like this often cost the people at the top their jobs.
And well should. Yeah. You know what happens? I really noticed, Doug, that what happens to people in crisis is they get frozen like deer in headlights.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they're doing that at exactly the moment in human history where a rumor unanswered in 24 hours comes to, looks true.
Yeah, right. It must be true. Nobody's saying anything about it one way or another.
Right.
If you were advising, we'll stick to politics for a second,
yep.
Ron Paul looks like not the Herman Cain. Well, Herman Cain came up fast. Ron Paul's been around for a while, but he has some things in his closet that the news media seems to be trying to use to discredit him, even though most of his supporters are under the age of 30 and they don't read the major newspapers anyway.
Right. It doesn't seem... He seems to be like a Teflon a candidate with his voting base, which means that no matter what they say, no matter what facts come out, it just energizes his base to support him more. So it's this kind of thing where they think they're giving Superman kryptonite, and they're really giving Popeye Wheaties.
Yeah. That's a great analogy. You wouldn't say that for Newt Gingrich, though, would you?
No, I wouldn't. It is so... This is a story that is really, really complicated in this way. You know, people say, Newt Gingrich acts so arrogantly like he's the smartest guy in the room. Well, guess what, guys?
He is the smartest
guy. He is the smartest guy in the room. He is the smartest guy in the room by a lot.
Yeah.
He would beat Obama in a debate like a drum.
Yeah, but
and
he won't
Obama's
beat him at the polls.
Right.
That's the problem. He won't beat him. And they'll dig up all of his dirt on his past, and then it'll become a mess. All right, some good information, some good food for thought. Thank you. Michael Levine from LCO Online and the LBN Alert, one of America's finest PR minds here.